The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can always reach out to us at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Today, we are talking about buzzwords of the spine. So when we talk about buzzwords like stenosis, bone spurs, degenerative disc disease, osteoarthritis, we are going to break down a little bit more about what individually those are and what you can do proactively to help. So hot topics. I know oftentimes people come into the office and they say, you know, my doctor told me I have bone spurs, or my doctor says I have arthritis. And I'll ask, like, do you know where or what it means? And majority of the time they say no. So we're going to break down exactly what those terminologies are, what they mean, and what we can do about them. Also, I said I was going to steer away from the hot topic of COVID, but I do have to touch base on it just a little bit today before we get into the hot topics. So we've got some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications. Maybe
today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
Today, for our health in the news, we are going to just touch base quick on some recent COVID news. This is where I'm not going to get really deep into it. I could do a whole nother hour on it. I'm not going to. We've all heard enough about it. But this is one that I want you to think about. Now, address that. And I want to address this too. I understand that coronavirus is a real thing. It is affecting people. I understand that people have suffered from it. I understand that people have died from it. So know that this conversation is not lessening any of that. We've taken appropriate actions in our office, even changing to make sure that our cleaner is, you know, EPA approved. We've got hand sanitizing everywhere when you come in. So no, we've not been lackadaisical in the approach of this. Now, that being said, what is interesting to me is when I pulled up to look at for health in the news, it honestly is hard to find any health right now that is not coronavirus related. But I thought it was really interesting that they were talking about, it's an article from CNN that talks about how Fauci says COVID-19 vaccine may not get the U.S. to herd immunity if too many people refuse to get it. And I was like, So Dr. Fauci said that we could, quote unquote, he would. Dr. Anthony Fauci said he would, quote unquote, settle for a COVID-19 vaccine that was 70 to 75% effective. But that is incomplete protection. Coupled with the fact that many Americans say they won't get the coronavirus vaccine, makes it, quote unquote, unlikely that the U.S. achieves sufficient levels of immunity to quell the outbreak. I've got so much to say on this. They go on to speak about, with government support, three coronavirus vaccines are expected to be studied in large-scale clinical trials in the next 3 months. The best we've ever done is the measles, he said, which is 97 to 98% effective. A CNN poll last month found one third of Americans said they would not try to get vaccinated against COVID-19, even the vaccine was widely available and low cost. Notice nothing says anything about safety on that. They talk about how it's going to be hard to educate the masses about vaccine education. You know, the average person might not be educated in vaccines. All right, let's. Fauci gives some states a C for coronavirus efforts. And they said contract tracing is not going well. Until there's a vaccine, one key to controlling the virus is contact tracing, right? Everything is until there's a vaccine, until there's a vaccine. Do you know the average vaccine needs 6 years of research, efficacy, and clinical trials to test for efficacy and safety? So when the average American knows, like, they might not know. We could know nothing about this. But you know what we do know? Something's not right here. That we are going to fast track it. The other thing that I'm looking at, too, is they're doing clinical trials in the next 3 months. On who? Is it Americans that they're doing clinical trials on? Because it doesn't say where they're doing these clinical trials. And let's talk to the people who are part of these clinical trials and see what they felt like and if they had any adverse reactions. Like, let's break down, because the problem with a lot of these vaccine companies is that, you know, they bring this to the CDC and they say, the CDC says, hey, are these safe and effective? And the CDC doesn't do their own research. What they do is they leave it up to these individual companies. So there's three coronavirus vaccines that are expected to be studied in large scale clinical trials in the next 3 months. Are they the same company? Are they individual companies? Is there someone overseeing this? Because that's like asking me, saying, hey, I made a potion in my basement and I wanted to let you know, super safe and effective. And you say, really? Okay, let me see it so I can have some research on it. And I say, oh, you can't. Well, you can't do that. But I'll give you some research on it to tell you if it's safe and effective. Totally unbiased, super trustworthy. And I feel like the average American knows that. I feel like the average American, you know, the one, my thought process is, hey, like, I fully understand that. This, you know, my grandma, I have two grandmothers. One is 79. The other one's 83, who just went through massive amounts of chemotherapy, radiation for cancer that spread to every bone in her body. So believe me, I understand when it comes to immunocompromised, protecting our elderly. But the one thing is that, you know, there's all of these things. Oh my gosh, the numbers are increasing. The numbers are increasing. The numbers are, of course, the numbers are increasing. Of course they are. We've done the most amount of testing out of every country in the world. To date, we've done the most amount of testing. There's new hotspots all over that you can test. And thank goodness for that, right? Like, we have the ability to see what's going on more. But the big thing, remember, the whole reason why we had this shutdown initially was to say, hey, we want to make sure that we don't overwhelm the hospital systems, right? And so when you look at the death toll, so according to the CDC, as of the week ending in 6/20 of 2020, there have been 110,824 all death, including COVID-19. All death, including COVID-19. It peaked in April, beginning of May. And now, week ending in 6/20, I mean, its peak, it was 16,000. Like 16,400. The week ending in 6/20 was 900. So though all of these cases are increasing, we're seeing a decrease in deaths, which is a good thing, right? That's a good thing. We want less people to die. And how do you achieve herd immunity, right? If people get it. So a couple of things is that, you know, we fear this so much, but why is it that some people are 100% asymptomatic? My grandmother, before COVID, should not have gone out to eat at a restaurant. while she's finishing up chemotherapy. My grandmother now, after this round, should not go out to eat following chemotherapy. It's because she's immunocompromised, right? But why is someone with a very strong immune system, right? We have this super deadly virus, but we walk around with no symptoms at all. We're asymptomatic. And yet we put this massive amount of fear on the fact that we're asymptomatic, not the fact that maybe it isn't as deadly as we had initially thought. Maybe we as people have strengthened immune systems, so we're able to fight it more easily. Like, my thought process is, what if we could put it through there? You know, numbers are going up. They sure are. But the deaths are going down. Positive cases are increasing. Deaths are decreasing. And so when you look at this, it's like 6 years of clinical trials is what we need. And we're fast tracking it within less than 6 months. What's the safety? What are these people doing? Are they doing safety tests? These clinical trials, are they in the United States? I'd read something that said they weren't even doing it in the United States, which in my mind makes me question a lot. You know, like, where are they doing it? Why aren't they telling us? Where is this at? Like, will we ever have the ability to know? So it's just one that here's the end point of all of this, right? And likely the last time I will talk about this. Plain and simple is that there's the germ theory and there's the terrain theory. Germ theory is that germs get you sick. And if that was true, everyone would be sick and we'd have no population, because whether it be from chickenpox, measles, flu, right? But again, why is it that some people can walk around and have no idea that they have this, and other people, it ends up in the hospital in a coma or they die? And it's because when you're looking at the host, right, the person that it gets to. So what if we could do things individually that would help strengthen our immune system, whether it be through making proper dietary exercise choices, getting adjusted, working out, cutting out toxins, right? Living these five essentials that we always talk about embodying and max living in terms of health. What if we started there? They said the number one biggest comorbidity is obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. More specifically, high blood pressure, right? So can you monitor obesity and diabetes with diet and exercise? In majority, not all, I understand that, but in majority of cases, especially type 2 diabetes, that's lifestyle induced. It's lifestyle induced. It's lifestyle reversed, right? So what if we could start making those better choices so that if we ever come into contact with COVID, our ability to fight that is so much higher because we've cared for ourselves and we don't have a comorbidity, right? Like, let's look at, we can live in fear for the rest of our lives. And that's not a place that I'm going to choose to be. I'm going to choose to empower myself and the people around us to figure out how we become literally the ugliest, most unappealing host to any virus, right? To any disease process. How is it that literally COVID can look at us and be like, whoa, that chick, I can't fight anything here. I'm just going to hang out a couple days. I'll be done, right? She doesn't even know it. Like, how do we become those individuals? And so it's just figuring out, like, so much of that can be lifestyle related. And so let's focus on what we can do to strengthen the host and not necessarily continue just that incessant fear for the rest of our lives. Was it fearful? Absolutely. But we can't stay there. There's at some point that we need to start moving ahead. And that's what I'm going to choose to do. Now, when we come back, you ever hear of bone spurs? Spinal stenosis? What are they? I'll tell you more.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Videos, tips, deals, and more. Find Greenwood Family Chiropractic on Instagram. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can always check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation is just $25. Today, we are talking about hot spinal words. So there's so many times we'll go to the doctor and they might take x-rays or do an MRI and they come back and they say, hey, here's what you got. And those words don't make any sense. So I'm here to break down some of them and figure out what they are. But more importantly, if you have them, what you can do about it, right? So let's start with this. I do like to talk about just the areas of the spine. So your neck, also known as your cervical vertebra. You have your thoracic spine, which is your middle back, and then your lumbar spine, which is your lower back. You have a triangle bone called your sacrum and your butt bone, right? Oh man, I fell and hit my butt bone. That's typically what's referred to as your coccyx. It's a little tiny bone that hangs off, right? They're all connected. Now, when you hear oftentimes about, I would say the most common terminology that I hear when someone comes into the office is they have arthritis. Yep, the doctor told me I have arthritis. And so what they're likely referring to if they're looking at the spine is osteoarthritis, right? And sometimes it's not to be confused with rheumatoid arthritis, right? Because sometimes people say, oh, I have rheumatoid arthritis. And they said, okay, so you have an autoimmune disease. And they say, no. So that's really where you're talking about, like, this is more specifically osteoarthritis. And you can remember that a little bit more because osteo means bone, right? There's our science lesson of the day. So when we talk about osteoarthritis and what it is, that's, again, osteoarthritis. Oftentimes I hear someone say, you know, I had it, so my mom's going to have it too. The problem with this is that it's a wear and tear. So osteoarthritis is one of the most common forms of arthritis. It literally affects millions of people worldwide. What happens is it occurs over time when the protective cartilage that cushions the end of the bones wears down. Osteoarthritis can actually affect any sort of joint, though it's most common in the spine, hips, knees, and hands, right? So osteoarthritis is just kind of a general term of kind of wear and tear of a joint space in terms of bones. When you have it, what you'll experience oftentimes is pain or stiffness in the joint, tenderness, loss of flexibility. This is one where I hear a lot of people who say, you know, when I roll my neck, I hear this like grinding noise. That grinding noise can often be the fact that you've lost some of the disc space in between the bones, right? And so often it's like, well, what do I do? And they say, well, we'll just monitor it with anti-inflammatories, right? Here's a pill for this, a pill for that, some anti-inflammatories, no big deal. So it's designed to mask it. Now, when we talk about osteoarthritis of the spine, it is wear and tear. So it's actually from a law. And the law is, it's Wolf's Law. The law states if you have unequal stress and pressure on a joint, that joint will change, right? So people understand this with like hips and knees very often. Imagine you're like, oh man, my hip hurts. And they say, yeah, you go to the doctor and he says, well, what's this pain from? And they say, well, it's because you have arthritis. And you say, well, what's the arthritis from? And I say, well, it's just old age. And you're like, well, if this arthritis is coming from old age, how come I have this in my right knee and not my left knee? Because honestly, how old is my right knee compared to my left knee? And it's the same thing. When you have that wear and tear, that joint is going to wear faster. And that's the same thing that happens to the spine. So when you hear of terminology like osteoarthritis, disc degeneration, joint degeneration of the spine, that's where oftentimes people say, well, my mom had it, so I'll have it too. And that's not true because it's wear and tear. That's where specialize in the office. So what happens is with that wear and tear, the body's really smart. And this is where bone spurs come into play, right? What is a bone spur? And so when you look at the definition of a bone spur, so the true definition of a bone spur is also, a bone spur is a layman's term for saying osteophyte. Doctors don't use osteophytes as much. They use bone spurs. So it's a benign bony outgrowth that develops along the edge of a bone, right? So they're kind of hooks that come off. So typically the vertebra and the spine would have smooth covering. When what'll happen is that when you have that unequal wear and tear, that osteoarthritis, the bone shape starts to change, right? And that could be because you have a scoliosis. It could be because you have a loss of curvature. Those bones could shift out of place. When you have that unequal stress and pressure, that wear and tear, they try to accommodate for that. So that's really the big picture when we're looking at, you know, hey, what does this kind of additional wear and tear have? Osteoarthritis is caused from uneven stress and pressure over time. So the longer, and that's, again, my friends, why you hear someone who says, you know, well, it's just because I'm getting old. But, you know, the older you are, the longer the time that's been in to be in your spine. It just had more time to be in there. So it's going to be more advanced. I don't, you know, and that's where we look at in the office. What do you have any degeneration? If you do, what phase are you in? Because ultimately, someone who's phase one, who's phase three, should be adjusted differently. This is people say, oh, I went to the chiropractor and I got stingers. I went to the chiropractor and I felt worse when I left there, right? Well, my first question to those people is, did they take x-rays before they adjusted you? Had you had recent x-rays that doctor had seen before they laid hands on your spine? Because the answer is no, it should make you think a little bit, right? Like, there's a reason why your dentist keeps saying like, hey, you got to take x-rays. You got to take x-rays. Like, I don't like taking x-rays of my teeth, but why do I still continue to keep doing it is because I know it allows them to see something that they can't with the naked eye, and it changes their course of care, right? If they find a cavity on that x-ray that they couldn't see, are they going to be able to address it better properly than if they didn't have that? And the answer is yes, absolutely. If you have the ability to have a diagnostic image, why would you not take that to better your care for a patient? But what I see so oftentimes is that because, you know, x-ray units are not necessarily the most readily available, right? There is a cost associated with that. Is that one, that we just diminish the importance of knowing what the spine looks like before we adjust it. If you've had a problem for the last, you know, 5 months, 5 years, heaven forbid, 5 decades. And you know what we say? Let's go in there and just guess and let's see how you do and come on back. And you say, how did you do? Oh, okay. So let's just guess again. Let's try another guess where we can say you have degeneration here. You have a scoliosis. Here's exactly what your spine looks like here because it does change. I will tell you this. Liz, are you ready for this? Had a patient who came in, had some back pain. For a couple weeks, had some sciatic pain, which we'll talk about sciatica in a minute. We had that sciatic pain that was running down her leg, had gone through physical therapy, done the stretching, strengthening, ISICOT. No one had ever taken x-rays. We decided that we wanted to take x-rays to see what was going on. And she had a bilateral fracture in her back. Like, what? Like, totally. Because you wouldn't be able to see that without x-rays. And so when we're looking at this bigger picture of things, it's so important to be able to know exactly what's going on. Because when you hear these terminologies, I say, well, there's nothing we can do. When in reality, right, if unequal stress and pressure caused that and it's allowed to keep continuing, guess what's going to happen to that osteoarthritis or disc degeneration? Is it going to get better or worse? right? It gets worse. Well, what if, and not for all cases can we reverse it, but what if we manage that more appropriately and we don't have unequal stress and pressure on those joints moving forward? Do you think that would stop or slow the progression of continued arthritis or degeneration? And the answer to that is yes. And so, but not all doctors are equal, and that education in regard of how to address it, how to find it first and foremost, because not all people have the abilities to have more diagnostic imaging like x-rays. But then two, once you do find it, then what do you do with it? Because you might say, oh, you have it, and then you just never talk about it again. You never follow up. So it's one that you have to get to correcting the root cause. And that is one of the things that we specialize in at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Now, when we come back, sciatica. What is it? Can we help? And a great share of a testimony.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
My power's turned on. Starting right now, I'll be strong. I'll play my fight song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Initial exam, consultation, just $25. Now, we talked a little bit before about osteoarthritis, which is just arthritis by erosion of cartilage. Could be in any joint, but specifically osteoarthritis of the spine can also be termed degenerative disc disease, disc degeneration, right? Loss of disc height. And we talked about bone spurs and how those all kind of play together. One thing that I see so often is if people say, hey, can you help me with sciatica? Sciatic, it looks like sciatic, like S-C-I-A-T-I-C-A, but it's actually sciatica. And what that is that it can be pain in the lower back, or what happens is it's a group of nerves. So it's your lower lumbars, it's L4, 5, S1, 2, 3. So the very, very lower portion of the spine, those nerves come out and they form together to form the sciatic nerve. And that runs down through your glutes, your hips, down your legs, through your knees, to tips of your toes. Which is why sometimes you might have sciatic pain that's just in your hip. Or you might have sciatic pain that radiates down your thigh. Or it might go all the way into your toes, right? It just depends on how severe it is. This is often where I hear people who say, hey, can you help me with sciatica? Google's a really good one at this. Is people say, I looked at Google and they told me I have sciatica, and then they tell me what they have, and that is probably the most accurate Dr. Google that comes into the office are people with sciatic pain. Now that being said, people do a lot of things for that, right? Icy hot, they do rubs, they do the hot baths, they do massages, they'll do physical therapy. Which is all great. Physical therapy is so great for muscle and ligament related problems. It's just when we talk about sciatic nerve, it's a nerve problem, which is why as a chiropractor, it's right down our alley. We are doctors of the spine. So if there's compression on those nerves, it causes that radiating pain down the leg. So sciatica is most definitely something that we work with in the office. We see it often. We get great results with it. And that's where I just want to touch base and share a testimony that we had had previously of Sharon, who was a patient, still is a patient, has been for years now, but talked about many of her ailments, but specifically her back. And so let's share that. I appreciate you coming on and sharing some of the changes that you've seen at Greenwood Family Chiropractic.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. I just want to spread the word because it's been so helpful for me.
So let's start off with just primarily, what were some of the things that you went through, that you experienced before you started in the office? What had happened?
Okay. Primarily, once I turned 50, I felt like my body was falling apart. I began having thyroid problems, underactive thyroid problems, and of course, through a period of time and trying the levothyroxine medicine and all, it was also determined that I had what they call Hashimoto's disease. So I just felt like that was just something that was spoken over me that was going to last my entire life and that I would always be on medication. Then in addition to that, I began gaining weight. I mean, there were so many things that I just felt like, well, it's just part of aging. So in addition to that, I had gone on a cruise and had actually hit the back of my head. And once I left the cruise, I was diagnosed with the mal de debarquement, which is just a constant dizziness, and just thought that was a part of the cruise. And I had gone to my primary care physician, who had referred me to a neurologist. I went through balance therapy, and then while going through that, then I injured my back, which took a while because at first you just think you pull a muscle, and then from there it just, the pain just kept radiating down my left leg, and it seemed that maybe it was sciatic problems. And I then went to a chiropractor who was able to help, but it seemed like my body just always snapped my back back into the wrong position, and the adjustments just didn't seem to hold in place like I wanted them to.
Right.
So fortunately, a friend referred me to Greenwood Family Chiropractic because she had also experienced the same type of thing where she had seen a chiropractor where it didn't seem to hold the adjustments and told me that she had had success at your office. So that's why I began seeking out your office and checking with you and made an appointment.
So how many, in totality, how many doctors do you think that you saw before you started at Greenwood Family Chiropractic?
Oh my. Well, in addition to doctors, I also went through balance therapy as well as physical therapy. So I went to 1, 2, 3, 4. I would say probably 5.
Okay.
5 different physicians, you know, just to help in the various paths that I was taking to try to find something that would help me. Ultimately, once it was diagnosed that I actually had herniated discs in my back, the result was they wanted to refer me to a pain clinic for injections into my spine just to relieve the pain, which is just, that's not really healing the source of the problem. So
Right. Thankfully,
I was referred to your office. You told me to give you 3 months, and absolutely within 3 months, my back is, I feel like, 100% better. I'm able to walk my dog now. I'm able to grocery shop without being in pain.
Right.
Because the pain was just constant. And I am staying the course because I know healing takes time. And I'm committed to staying with the plan and allowing my back to heal the way God intended our bodies to do. And I'm, in addition to that, I'm just seeing all kinds of improvements because I'm also improving my life in the other manners. Hopefully, I'll even be able to get off thyroid drugs and all that kind of thing at some point in time.
Yeah, when your thyroid just doesn't need it anymore, then you don't need it. So,
that's right.
And the other things being, you're really looking at the nutritional changes, the changing the toxic load through beauty products and things of that nature, right?
Absolutely. I had been gaining weight, and it was really disturbing to me, and had even discussed with my primary physician about, you know, it was strange for me to gain 25 pounds in 1 year. And I thought being put on thyroid medicine would help increase my metabolism and help me lose some of that weight. But I really wasn't having any success. But then I also learned by going to your office that there were so many nutritional changes that I needed to make in my life. And as soon as I did that, I was amazed. I have lost, well, at this point, I've lost 20 pounds.
That's awesome.
And yes. Yes.
I mean, you look at the average person, if they're like, yo, I only lost 20. What do you mean, like, only? 20 pounds is phenomenal.
Yes. Well, I'm still working on it, you know, obviously. And it's been a wonderful journey because I feel better. You know, I feel there's hope. I feel like, you know, I just am going to have such a positive outcome. And I really encourage others to not accept just taking care of the symptoms, get to the root cause and look for something that's going to allow your body to heal itself the way it was intended.
Right. I think it's a different concept too, once you really realize just what you're able to do through without medicine, without surgery, just to that God-given potential, just the way you're designed. You shouldn't be designed to be 50 years old and not be able to go to the grocery store because you're in so much pain.
I agree. That was just more than, you know, I could take. I couldn't accept that. You know, I didn't want to be on painkillers. I didn't want to be on the drugs. I wanted to be out living my normal, active, healthy life.
Yes. Okay, so let me ask you this. So you obviously had kind of gone through the gamut before you finally were like, okay, I'll give it a try because I have nothing else to lose. So imagine if you were talking to yourself and you were only on doctor number one or two, or you're talking to someone who's listening, who's kind of going through that same thing. What would you suggest to them?
I would suggest they immediately go to Greenwood Family Chiropractic and give that a try first, because it's so much better for your body to get in that proper alignment, to allow those nerves from your brain to nourish those body parts that they just need the proper amount of nourishment. And with the knowledge, it's just not taught to be proactive to help heal your body in a natural way rather than just masking the pain or the symptoms with drugs. I would just say, don't go through all the gamut. Just go directly and have your spine aligned and just give it some time and it will work.
Get to the root cause.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate you sharing.
You're welcome. I appreciate it. I just want to get the word out. Don't delay. Do it today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And then I will see you tomorrow. What, next week? When do I see you next?
Yeah, I'm doing twice a week now, so I'll be there Monday and Wednesday, although Sienna will be there tomorrow, this evening.
Yeah, I know. I was like, what day? These whole weeks, now that Bryce is back and we've got full weeks, I'm like, I don't know what day it is anymore.
You're losing. I'm losing track of time.
I know, right? Awesome. Thanks so much. I'll see you. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter. Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can always check us out online to schedule an appointment, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation is just $25. We can see if any x-rays are needed or warranted. Now, some other just quick hot topic noise that you'll hear about the spine. Another one will be stenosis, right? You hear this often, spinal stenosis. And what spinal stenosis is the narrowing of the space within your spine. So, which can put pressure on the nerves that travel through the spine. Spinal stenosis is most often in the lower back and the neck. So imagine, so you're meant to have curves. So from the front, if you look onto someone, you should be straight, right? Nice and straight from the front. If someone has a very large curvature from the front, that would be considered a scoliosis. Now, if you look at from the side, so if you're looking at my ear right below, you should have a forward curve. So like imagine the curve of a banana, if you will. And then it goes backwards in the middle back and forwards in the lower back. And so when you look at spinal stenosis, again, it is wear and tear. So what it does is it actually lessens the area for the cord. Spinal stenosis is most commonly caused by wear and tear, wear and tear changes in the spine related to osteoarthritis, right? We just talked about that. So this is where, like, I keep saying it because I want you to pick your head up. I want you to pick your head up. This is wear and tear. This is not a disease, is a misnomer, right? It is not, you know, like, you know, my mom had it, so I'm going to have it too. This is wear and tear. And so if it's wear and tear, it's one that you have to be able to look at and address. Like, it's due to structural abnormality, structural misalignment. That's what causes the wear and tear. So what if you can find someone, and this is not just adjustment, but really correcting the structure of your spine. If you correct the structure of the spine, it stops additional wear and tear. So they say cervical stenosis. So imagine, right, back to the banana. When you have that curvature, like a banana, imagine if you try to flatten that. What does it look like? What would happen to the inside of the banana if you said, hey, I'm going to lose some of that curvature in the banana? What happens to the banana? Right? And so when you see a lot of this numbness and tingling that you can have in your foot and leg, weakness in the muscles of your hand, arm, foot, or leg, neck pain, back pain, especially with sciatica. Like, people will say, oh my goodness, my sciatica is flared up. And it's not just pain, but they'll notice like a difference in sensation, right? Like, they'll notice numbness and tingling. Or it might not be like numb, like your hand falls asleep, but you might say, like, when I rub here, it feels different than if I rub over here. That's all nerve related. And the problem with so many of these alternatives to trying to be able to help, one, are incredibly invasive, which, again, there's a time and a place for medicine. There's a time and a place for surgery. I 100% believe that. I actually had a mentor who left the field of chiropractic, but actually just blew out a disc more recently that literally put him bedridden in the hospital for over a week. And so they're like, yeah, you got to have surgery. And he's like, okay. You know, like, there's a time and a place, but that's not necessarily the first place. And so oftentimes, even people who end up seeing chiropractors beforehand, it's what we do in our office is different. It is structural correction. When you have that unequal wear and tear with spinal stenosis as well, you know, you can look at, it could be from an injury, but oftentimes it's from overgrowth of bone, which could be from bone spurs, osteophytes, right? We talked about that. It could be from herniated discs. So there's, it all comes into play. It is all connected. And the problem is that people have heard these words and unfortunately not, and this is actually pretty cool now, unfortunately, it's not every time that someone's medical doctor or orthopedic surgeon would say, hey, do you have, you know, a chiropractor that knows how to work on correcting the structure of the spine that might be able to stop the process of Wolf's Law, right? Like, they don't know. Though what is really cool is that we actually have a good handful of MDs now that we co-care with, so that we say, hey, absolutely, you've got this problem. Here's what we can do. Like, you know, I don't want to prescribe you a whole bunch of opioids. And they say, well, I can't live like this. And also, by the way, there's a certain point where you can only take so much Tylenol and still think that your kidneys are going to function properly, right? So when you look at this, it's figuring out, like, is there something that you can do more conservative first and foremost? And that's really where we get into this a little bit more, that we've just got to get back down to the fact that, hey, there might be a way that's more alternative. So another terminology that I often will hear about, and this is less often, but if you have it or you know someone that has it, you know this is life altering, but it's called a spondylolisthesis, also known as a spondylo. And it's slippage or forward movement of a lumbar, typically in the lower back, in the lumbar spine. And so when you're looking at that vertebra move, it's like if you were to stack up a Jenga and then like shove one of the blocks over, right? But the problem is that when you shove a block over, it massively impedes the spinal cord itself, which is needed for all this function. You know, when you see a lot about this back pain, like, it's one that I was actually talking with a gentleman who came in just last week. He's in his early 30s, and he said, I've watched my dad go through multiple back surgeries. And he said, I want to do everything in my being to try to prevent that from happening, because I see him now and I see how young he is and I see that he has no quality of life. And it's just one, when you look at, if you've ever had back pain or spinal issues, you know that at a certain point, if left unaddressed and it keeps getting worse, it becomes all consuming. And my question is that it is often when I go through initial exam and consultation at our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, you know, I say, how long has this been going on? And they say, my goodness, like, since I had my last child. And I'm like, how long ago is that? And they'll say like 25 years. Or, you know, talk to a gentleman. Well, I had pain since I played football in my lower back, and I just didn't know that there was anything I can do about it. And the very best thing about what I get to do at our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic is that I get to be along the health journeys. I talked to a gentleman the other day and I said, hey, how are you? And he said, you know, I went on vacation with my grandkids and I was able to keep up with them the whole time. He said, usually I'd have to like sit back. He's like, but my back didn't hurt. And I said, that's awesome. I said, but what are you most excited about? And he said, it's the best quality time I've spent with my grandkids for as long as I could remember. And that's what it's about. You know, when you look at all of these things, why do we go through and do all of these, you know, invasive techniques first and foremost is because we want a quality of life. And so you think about, if you have these small aches and pains, what would it mean to start investing in your health now, finding out if you have a problem now, doing something about it now, being proactive now, right? As opposed to waiting. It just doesn't make sense to me. Why, if you had a toothache for 10 years, what do you think your tooth would look like? You know, find out what's going on. Find a doctor that knows how to adequately look at, diagnose, and treat, right? Like, what we do is what only 2% of chiropractors in the world do in terms of structural correction. So you can, it's a specialty within chiropractic. So when you come into the office, you'll see all of these pre and post adjustment therapies, neuromuscular educations, vibration therapies with different weighting systems, all of that, because of the fact that we know, if you get down to the root cause, if wear and tear is causing it, why don't you figure out what's causing the wear and tear and correct it? And you can do that visually and you can do it permanently. And that is the ultimate goal at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Let's get to the root cause of problems. Let's stop masking symptoms. As much as we talk about nutrition and detoxification, we fail to mention that health comes from that central nervous system. That central nervous system is surrounded by those bones. And so when those bones move out of place, your warning sign is trying to tell you through pain, numbness, and tingling, stop ignoring them. Advil and Tylenol can only mask it for so long, because when it wears off, guess what comes right back? Right? Like, again, let's pick our heads up and really realize, like, we have to start doing something differently. And there's no better time than now. So initial exam. So if you come into our office, initial exam and consultation is $25. We'll sit down, go through with one of the doctors in the office, what's going on, previous history, see what we can do to help. We'll go through and detail what we think a plan is. We'll check and verify insurance for you so that you'll always know time and cost wise before anything happens. But the first thing is you just have to make that momentum and make that movement to show up and see what's going on. We can take and help the rest from there, right? 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can always schedule an appointment online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Look forward to next week. Always remember that your power is on.